1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. If you want to get well, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Jim. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Asa. I was wondering your advice on juicing. I have a one of those centrifugal juices that spin the juice carrots real fast. And then I also have a mixture that blends it to a pulp. Which one is better to use? Because I try to juice everything I can think of, carrots, broccoli, beets, whatever I can think of, whatever. Or was it better just to put them all in a high-speed mixer and blend it to a pulp?
I like putting it in the, I like putting it in the blender. I really do. I mean, I know the juicers and all, I'm not knocking them, because a lot of people have them and they're fine. You get great nutrients in juicing, but at the same time, I really like keeping everything. You know what I mean? I don't want anything to be wasted. And I think it's good to put everything in a blender, high-speed blender, and just go for it. That's the way I do it myself. Been doing it for a long time. And I don't recommend doing it a lot, meaning, you know, 3-4 meals a day or whatever. Just one or two times a day, if you'd like, is good, because I still think solid meals, solid foods are the best way to go. You know, it allows your body to get foods in its most natural form. Yes, when you blend it, you can get higher concentrations of vegetables, so that's why I think it's really good. And it can be an adjunct to eating your other solid meals. I just don't think it's a good idea to substitute a lot of the liquid, you know, or liquid meals too many for versus the solids. I mean, you get a lot more nutrition out of getting good whole food meals that your body can really digest, absorb, and do well with. So just a couple of things to think about on that note. All right, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now or go online. Check us out at getwellradio.com. Send me an email and I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Let's go to Sheila. Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
How can I help, darling?
My question is, I went to the doctor last week, the regular doctor, and they did blood work a week before I went.
Okay.
And my numbers are all good and great and within reason and everything, except my cholesterol is 286, and he wanted to put me on medicine for the rest of my life and get me down to 200, and I said, I probably won't take it. I'd rather try to do it on my own. And this is kind of a first-time deal for me, and so I don't know a lot about it. And I used to juice a long time ago, and I very much, you know, into juicing and everything, and I will do that again if I need to. But I don't know a lot of what I need to do or what foods I need to avoid or what can really be potent for helping my cholesterol to come down.
So is this the first time you've been diagnosed with anything when they said you had to take medicine?
Correct.
Okay. Do you eat well, and are you, I mean, what is your kind of, I'll explain the cholesterol thing to you, but give me a little background about your health in general. Do you exercise? Are you kind of a health nut? Do you eat average? I mean, give me kind of a background on yourself just a little bit.
I'd say I do exercise. We live on a farm, and we don't have cows, but we have hay, and I get a lot of exercise and that type of thing. I say I eat moderate to healthy, a lot of vegetables, and the meat that we eat are basically chicken or deer meat.
Okay, off the farm.
That's the majority.
Pretty much from the farm or around there. Anyway.
The chicken comes from the store, but the deer meat comes from the farm.
From the farm, yeah. All right, so on average, when you say your exercise, is it just farm work, like kind of going out and working a little bit there?
Yes, I would say doing that, and we have a part-time mowing business that we do in the summertime, so we mow some grass a couple days a week, and I'm just a pretty busy person overall, running a lot and doing a lot, and I have some gardening, that type of thing. I don't ride a bicycle.
Okay. And what is your age, Sheila?
My age is, if I tell you, I'll have to kill you. Just kidding.
I know you're not supposed to ask a lady that, but, you know, it is what it is on the show, so.
That's classified. I'm 48.
Okay, so you're still a spring chicken. So the deal is this. With cholesterol, they say, they being, you know, the research that we have, that it has a pretty strong genetic component to it. But we also know that it's lifestyle-based more than anything. And our cholesterol is basically produced in the liver. You've got your good cholesterol, which are your HDLs, and the bad cholesterol, which are the LDLs. And, you know, obviously the 200 is kind of the goal number on average. 180 is where they really like to have it. But you want to keep your good cholesterol up in the 50s minimum, and you want to get bad cholesterol around 100 or below. And that's shooting good numbers. If you have a heart attack, the numbers go down considerably for prevention. But, you know, here's the deal. Bottom line is the body makes cholesterol, so it's not a bad thing. It's just when it gets, you know, really, really elevated that it becomes a bit of a challenge. Now, the statin drugs they probably want to put you on, they work, but, you know, it's not something you want to be on forever. I would say for sure that coming up with a new lifestyle plan would be something to show your doctor, meaning that you get on a good routine, and, you know, if they need to put you on the medication for a short period of time, it's never a bad thing to do something, because medicine does manage, all right? It's great at managing and getting things under control when they become out of control. So I do think that it's a good idea with medicine sometimes in that regard. However, with something like cholesterol, which you really can modify with your diet so easily, you have to come up with a game plan. But it does involve exercise and a good eating plan. So let me tell you what a good day eating looks like. All right, the foods you want to avoid typically when you're dealing with cholesterol is you want to cut out a lot of the dairy products. Now, with you living on a farm, raw dairy, such as raw cow's milk or raw goat's milk, is fantastic. So I wouldn't say cutting that out. More of the homogenized, pasteurized variety for a period of time, not forever, but for a period of time, as you're getting on kind of a new plan, might be something to consider. And I've got a book called Empowering Your Health, and in that I have a whole list of foods to avoid, foods to eat on a regular basis that lower inflammation. But good typical day for a great cholesterol-lowering eating plan. You could start out with a couple of fresh eggs. Gosh, man, you living on a farm, it's just like, it's like the sky is the limit. So a couple of fresh eggs, bowl of fresh berries would be fantastic, amazing. So then you've got, you know, for lunch, you could do some deer meat, salad, green vegetables, asparagus, broccoli, whatnot. But good healthy fats will actually help your cholesterol. And your exercise plan is what I want to talk about too, because that's a big one. And we'll get into a little bit more details on the foods and some supplements when we come out of this commercial break, because cholesterol is a big topic. It's a big topic with, you know, adults. It's actually becoming a topic with the younger folks too, believe it or not, and it's because of poor diet. But there's some great ways to get out of it. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late?
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Yeah,
lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. That's what we're all about, taking you from where you are to where you need to be, understanding that when you lose your health, you can lose everything. That's why we don't want to let you ever get there. Prevention is the key. Lifestyle choices are the key. And you can make good ones. Doesn't matter if you've messed up for a long time. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you're 50 pounds overweight. You can drop the weight and you can live the life that you deserve. You just have to be willing to make changes and willing to make choices. That's the key. Andy, you're next. How can I help? Andy, you with us?
Yes, sir.
All right. How can I help?
I've experienced abdominal bloating for more years than I can remember. It has nothing to do with exterior fat. It's like I couldn't pinch half an inch on my stomach. It's just constantly, slightly bloated. When I eat, I can only eat a small amount. I get full very quickly. And I'm the kind of person that sits around and, tries to analyze things. So I was convinced I had no carcinoma and all this stuff. But because I had it in my predecessor's history, my grandparents and stuff had stomach cancer. But I don't think that's what it is anymore because it's been too long. If I had that, I'd be dead probably. It's just a constant thing, And I have COPD, and it makes it difficult. When I eat, I get full. I can breathe even, less. So it makes it tough.
Mm. Have you changed your diet at all in the last month?
Yes, I have. Just from listening to you, I've quit eating flour and gluten, quit eating bread. I'm a chef by trade, so I've had a lot of excessive eating habits over the years, but bread was never really one of them, but I have consumed a lot of gravy and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, it's just a matter of really getting the bacterial flora right in the gut. That's really the key of what you want to shoot for. Because, like, for example, why don't you give me a typical day of you eating? Give me breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Now? Okay, I've started eating pretty much eggs every morning, two or three. Something I wanted to ask you is cornmeal, is that a glutinous substance also?
Say that one more time.
Is cornmeal, does it create gluten? Does it have gluten in it?
Yeah, a lot of times. Well, technically no, but unless you just get a really, I would steer clear of it because the possibility of it being contaminated with it is pretty strong.
Right, okay. So I'll eat eggs, and sometimes I'll have some sausage or something with it. I don't eat toast anymore. I drink a lot of juice. I probably am addicted to sugar. It's probably because I've drank sweet tea for 40 years, and I drink a lot of it. So that's probably not a good thing. A lot of times I don't eat lunch, much of anything. And then I'll eat a dinner, but I don't eat a lot of anything. I eat meat probably every day. I probably eat beef three times a week, maybe four. I haven't heard you say much about pork, so I tend to think you probably don't think much of it. But I eat some chicken. So that's pretty much it. I mean, I eat potatoes, but not a lot anymore because I know they're simple carbohydrates that create sugar, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, if you stick to our basic principles that I teach, especially that's in my anti-inflammatory diet, where you're eating good lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, and then low glycemic carbohydrates, your form of fruits and vegetables, and then your healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, all your nuts except peanuts, avocados, And getting plenty of those healthy fats in on a regular basis, eggs, whole eggs, of course, organic. And if you start eating a balanced set of meals like that, and you really stay away from the grains, stay away from a lot of the cow's milk, pasteurized and homogenized dairy, you'll notice a lot of difference, especially in the gut. You'll notice the bloating goes away. It's really easy to get your bacterial flora back where it needs to be by increasing probiotics. That can be really helpful. a lot of good research on that right now. So it's just about getting to the basics and cutting out a lot of the junk that we've been putting in our body for so long, and that can make a big difference just in your overall health and get things many times back where they need to be. Do you eliminate okay, bowel movements and all that okay?
There, pretty regular. No, never been any problem there. So, I'm just, you know, it's just been going on so long that I've gotten where I think that, you know, it's just, I asked the doctor about it and they just don't seem to have much of an explanation for it. So that's the,
well, it's without a doubt. Yeah. It's the foods that you're eating, whether or not you have food sensitivities or not. And it's also understanding, you know, whether or not you've got good bacterial flora. And the way to do that is up your probiotics and get those where they need to be, get those functioning, and get your gut flora where it needs to be. And the bloating will go away. It'll take care of itself. And it's about not putting too many grains in your body, too, because that can make a huge difference just in the way that you feel. And drinking plenty of water. Of course, half your body weight in ounces of water every single day is kind of the rule of thumb. And that's what is good to stick with. Is when you get bloated like that, it just means that your body, number one, is not breaking down proteins well. Either you don't have good bacterial flora. And one other little trick that can be helpful, apple cider vinegar has always kind of been a home remedy, but it is very good at helping break proteins down. So the apple cider vinegar, you take a tablespoon of that or so. That's what usually it calls for. It depends on the brand you're using and all that. Just check with your health food store folks, and they can help you. But, yeah, a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar can help break proteins down, break and cut down a lot of the bloating, gas, and all that sort of thing. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can go online, shoot me an email, getwellradio.com. We'll make it part of the show. If you need to, or we can answer in private, just know this, that the body is pretty amazing. And if it can get sick, it can also get well. So you're not stuck just because you've been given a certain diagnosis. Don't lose hope. There can always be a new prognosis. We'll be right back. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's your show where your health is your greatest wealth. So much going on with our health every single day, and you can make changes. You just have to know how to make the changes and to have the common sense application that we give you every single day. We're going to go to Robert now. Let's talk about something. Robert, what's happening over there?
Oh, I'm doing good. I think I am. I just had a few questions.
All right, let's talk about it.
Well, my problem comes from the concerned ED. And I had prostate surgery. And since then, it's been zero.
Did they tell you about the complications of prostate surgery?
Another doctor did tell me. It's been a process. Now, I thought, you know, that healing would take place after maybe a year at least. But it's going about, been, I'm about 5 years. Okay.
Yeah, just so you know, there's a pretty high probability with prostate surgery with ED. And I mean, erectile dysfunction, it's a big complication. And that should have been discussed quite a bit because it's pretty standard. I mean, it's not maybe just 1%. It's a pretty strong percentage that that can actually happen. So, I mean, there's not, it depends on how the surgery went, what took place. When it's a very, the prostate is a very tough area, and there's a ton of nerves, capillary beds, and everything else they have to go through to get to the prostate to remove it. And many times that can lead to what you're struggling with now with erectile dysfunction. And there's, I just wish I could tell you, I mean, there are natural things you can look into, but I don't know, I can't guarantee you, you know, the outcome, by, of course, by any means. But the research says that if that happens during surgery, many times it's kind of difficult. And I don't want to just take any hope away from you, because I know that's, it's an important issue. You can look into things such as the medications that your doctor can use. Try those, of course. Those are going to be your strongest, I guess, most potent options. But you can also look at some of the natural things that they use out there, such as tribulus, terrestris. Also, maca root is another one that's really good and can be really helpful. Zinc, of course, is a mineral you just want to keep elevated as being a guy anyway. You just want to make sure you keep those levels up. And they can drop really easy, too. Just when you're stressed, a lot of different things can really put those at a low level. So you might want to check into that as well. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? Let's go to Barry. Barry, welcome.
I have a situation where I ended up with blood clots in my lung. With some testing, they found out I have factor V Leiden. I was wondering if is what would be the best course of action at this point to try and, number one, lose a little bit of weight. I'm probably carrying at least 75 to 100 pounds too much weight. And then also try and get it squared away. I minimize the chances of blood clot. Right now I'm on warfarin.
Now, factor five is a challenge within itself, as you know. I wouldn't really change anything if you're just asking my opinion. I mean, what your doctor has you on is pretty much standard of care, and it just is what it is. So working with that is one thing. That's a whole different animal. Let's put that in a box and set it on the shelf over here. The other issue is if you're looking at weight loss and you're wanting to get in better shape and that sort of thing, that you just follow the basics that we teach. A good anti-inflammatory diet, right? So you're eating good lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, eggs. You are getting your lean quality proteins, not eating a ton of breads and potatoes and starchy carbohydrates, especially refined processed grains. And then you're getting good healthy fats. That is a key. So your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, avocados, and such. All that's important. So your eating is really about 80% of it. The exercise and all is about 20%. So when you get your eating right, well, first you got to get your mind right. If your mind is right, everything else will fall underneath that. Then you start getting your habits right. You start working on exercise, drinking more water, getting better sleep, eating the right kind of foods. I mean, all of that plays into your lifestyle choices, and getting that right every single day can be an absolute key and critical, really, when you're dealing with something like that. But I wouldn't change anything in regards to the factor five with what your doctor has you doing, okay? Hope that helps. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. You can also go online, shoot us an email. They're at getwellradio.com. Overly strict parents, I don't know, mine were not, but overly strict parents or controlling parents are actually raising delinquent kids. It's causing that in a new finding found in the Journal of Adolescence. They're saying that those uber strict parents who rule with a controlling iron fist while not giving their children a chance to speak their mind are more likely to raise children who are disrespectful and engage in delinquent behaviors, such as stealing, hurting others, and or substance abuse. Kids don't view them as a legitimate authority figure and are more likely to break the rules, says researcher Rick Trichner. He's a doctoral candidate at the University of New Hampshire. And they said that Trichner and colleagues analyzed data from the New Hampshire Youth Study of middle and high school age students. The students answered the three questionnaires during the 18-month period, and these are basically the three types of parenting styles. Authoritative parents who show discipline but with some warmth. Authoritative parents show lots of discipline with no warmth. And permissive parents show a lot of warmth and no discipline. So those are your different styles. And they're saying, obviously, that the more the iron fist, the more delinquent the kids, the more erratic the behavior. So it's interesting, that whole piece of the puzzle. Let's go now to, let's see, we've got Dan on the line. Hi, Dan.
And I was calling about a problem that I just got recently, probably for about a week and a half now. I've had ringing in my ears, and a lot of people have been telling me it's tinnitus. And I'd like to see if there's some kind of remedies or something that I can use to get rid of it.
Tinnitus is a bit of a challenge. A lot of people think that you can get rid of it. And right now, most physicians will tell you it's pretty much standard that there are some things you can do. There's some supplements out there. One is manganese. And the other, that's if it's in one of the ears. The other is cutting out wheat from the diet. We know that wheat can actually, a wheat allergy, that is, can actually cause issues in the right ear and create more of a tinnitus or tinnitus type effect. Now, cutting that out, it has to be done for about 6 weeks or so before you really notice anything. But yeah, it's a challenge for sure. Now, if you've been around a lot of loud machinery, or maybe you worked in arenas or around loud music for a long period of time, that can definitely cause hearing loss. So you got to be really careful with that. I mean, I don't want you to get frustrated and think that there's definitely an answer and it can definitely be fixed. Many times, things can in our body. But with issues like this, I wouldn't be overly, I would just kind of go through the mill, look at some of the options, work through them, and just see where everything lands. That's really all you can do with tinnitus. I know it's frustrating and it can be challenging, but at the end of the day, that's really the options that are out there at this point. All right, hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Go online, getwellradio.com. We'll be glad to make it part of the show if you shoot us an email. And our preferred wellness providers, of course, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. Very much incredible lifestyle-based care from a preventative side with a great dose of nutrition. Something like cortisol with the adrenal glands, for example, that takes quite a while. It could take 3 to 6 months to get those reset and rebuilt in the proper way. So it's coming up with a game plan, figuring out what your sleep issues are, what the patterns are, and kind of looking into that. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We got Steve in Maine, writes in an email, says, I've been struggling recently with a fungal infection on my toe. Now, the doctor said there's not much you can do. They gave me Diflucan. Well, that's interesting. I can tell you that most, if you're looking for more of a natural type remedy for these kind of things, any kind of fungal related infection, which when you're dealing with that, it can be really like kind of just a hassle. You got to handle it internally and also externally. So internally, you can do things like black walnut, wormwood, silver can all be helpful. It's more of an antibacterial, but it can help. But externally, you can soak it 3 times a day in echinacea, warm water, and also put externally wormwood and black walnut in there in the soak, and that can help. A lot of good research behind that. For more of the alternative side, that comes out of Europe. So not more in the States, obviously, but you can look into those as well. You can look that up on the internet. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. With questions about your health, that's what this show is all about. 80% of the health challenges we face today, diet and lifestyle related. The good news is if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, then you can many times lifestyle your way out, get well, stay well, and live well. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your wealth. Let's go to Mary. Hi, Mary.
Thanks. Good evening.
Good evening to you.
Wanted to ask you something.
You can ask me whatever.
About sciatica.
Okay.
I am turning 65.
Wow, you're young.
No kidding. And for someone who had a cardiac arrest 2 years ago, I'm blessed to be here.
Amen.
But sometimes I wonder if my warranty's running out, you know? I want to ask you, my lower back has been damaged by years of doing stupid stuff when I was younger. Okay. So it's not my strong point. Lower discs and twice broken tailbone. But this time it has been diagnosed as sciatica with pain running from my backside around to my hip and then down the leg all the way to the ankle. I went to a chiropractor who did what he could, but he's very conservative when dealing with my lower back, which I appreciate because it's kind of held together with glue and grits, you know, so we don't want to irritate too much. My PC, whom I respect immensely, does monitor all of my situations, but he dispenses medications.
Okay.
And in this case, I finished a round of prednisone, and that didn't help a whole lot. Today, I did go to a massage therapist who about wore me out, and I got a greater result from that hour session that killed me, but I do feel better. I don't want to go through this again, not being able to sit, stand, walk. You know, you're waddling around, and it's painful, and there's... I have a cold pack on my back and a heating pack on my leg. And so, what's up? How do we approach this? I've used all three disciplines now, and I'm not sure what to do.
All right, so the chiropractor worked on you, got some decent results, but not complete results, right?
Right.
MD worked with you, primary care worked with you, said, I mean, bottom line is, at the end of the day, about all he can do are muscle relaxers and painkillers. That's about it.
Right.
Yeah. All right. And that's not, I mean, I wouldn't be happy with that either.
I'm not happy with that.
All right, so let's back it down. Remember, inflammation, the root of it, comes from our gut, what we put inside our body every day. All right? So that's the root cause of it. Now, a couple questions I have is, from a stress perspective, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst, how hard and how stressful has your life been over, not forever, but say the last 5 years?
It's right in there around 8.
Okay. And the pain began to get at its peak how long ago?
It hovers, it comes and goes. This has been a spell that's been going on for about 2 months. I got to the point where I could not lie on my left hip comfortably, would wake me up at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I backed off from that. I was doing Tai Chi, and I found that was really a little uncomfortable because you have to put your weight on one leg often. And I was kicking that hip out to the side, not standing correctly or strongly because it hurt.
Sure.
And so I backed off from that, and... I got better results from this massage therapist today, actually, that really got in and worked the muscles that were very, very tight and all knotted up, she said, in my hip, rounded my backside. Her suggestion was sometimes you can take a tennis ball and slide that up under your butt in the back and use that as a pressure point to kind of work that wove on that ball and to work up the little kinks or something that form in there. But I mean, is this physical? Is it bone? Is it muscle? Is
well,
it
I think
diet?
I think it's a little bit of everything, and that's why I was kind of asking you that question. So in the last 5 years, let's go back to this. In the last 5 years, when was it the worst? Now, or has it built up slowly over 5 years, or in the last year, has it become worse?
It's built up. I've been it's built up over the last 4 years since my marriage dissolved for a long, long time. And then the next year I had the cardiac arrest, which was a surprise. And it's taken me about a year to adjust to why that happened and that I'm still here. And no, and all of that has been, you know, a change. Living alone, dealing with finances, worries. You know, let it get to you. I do walk.
But that plays a big role. Just so you know, the back pain that you're dealing with, everything's tied together. The mental and emotional side of health shows itself in physical symptoms. So it's not just, that's why when you're going and you're getting physical treatment, that's not probably the root cause of everything. That's the end symptom of the root. The root is in the hurt and the unforgiveness and the pain that you still have going through a dissolved marriage and not understanding why that had to happen, even though it did, even though people make choices on their own, and even though things happen. So have you done any counseling at all whatsoever through all this?
Yes. I spent a lot of time in counseling dealing with divorce. And then after the cardiac arrest, which I learned only 8% of the people survive that, and I drove myself to the hospital and then collapsed on the floor of the ER with a cardiologist about two feet away, and I thought, well, that's a blessing, you know. And
well, I think that, you know, in the middle of it all, getting a good balanced approach, getting on a good nutritional plan, which I think is important, which we're running out of time, we're closing out, but your nutritional plan is going to be important. The chiropractic physician, I think, probably would be something to continue with because they can provide good alternative-based care. And then ongoing counseling would be important, too, in the middle of this. Now, AminoActive makes a great product, too, that's protein-based that could be helpful as well that you might want to check out.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.